You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
Time is now. Time is now.
Well, speaking of the time is now, it's interesting, actually. I spent my Easter holiday yesterday in this very studio where we're all sitting here today together. I was actually sitting somewhere around there. And those of you who are following me on Facebook and Twitter know that I just joined Instagram. And so I made that announcement on Facebook. And then all of a sudden, all these people, wonderful people, started to follow me. And I wanted to check out some people that I could follow. So I started going through the list of people I knew and started to check people out. And I came across this one guy, and this is what this guy had written. While I was sitting there on the computer on the floor here in the studio, and our guest, Josh Royce, and his whole band were sitting here rehearsing, and we had Michael running around doing lighting, and the Derek was doing engineering. All this stuff was going on. And I was sitting there reading, and all of a sudden, this phrase struck me. And I read, "I'm a lover, a fighter, and a creator. I will push with every fiber of my being to build a philanthropic empire." And I immediately pushed follow, and I closed the computer, I got up, and I went over to where the band was rehearsing, and I took a picture of that guy that wrote that. That guy is our guest today. And when they were done rehearsing, I thanked him for what they are and what they're saying and what he's saying in his lyrics and his songs. And then I felt the need to share with him a philosophy of mine, and that was that money is not the root of all evils. That's not what I believe. I believe money and fame and power are just energy. And it can be used for a lot of evil, and it could be used for a lot of good. And so after I shared that with them, I said, I wish all of you guys a lot of money, fame, and power, because I know that the more you have it, the more you're going to build a philanthropic empire. Roycinator is his Instagram name, but Josh Royce, Royce is who we're talking about. He is our guest tonight, and he will be with us live here out of Wiz New Labs in downtown Los Angeles on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and our guest tonight is an all-American singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles, but with fans and tour dates all over the world. He is known for his salty voice and coy lyricism. He's a heck of a guy. Please welcome to our show, Josh Royce.
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, so good. Good surf this morning.
You have a good surf this morning. That's right.
That kind of catapults a great day every time.
You came straight from Las Vegas from performing all weekend.
Right.
And you came straight to the studio. And then you did sound check and rehearsal until late last night. Then you got up and surfed?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And then came in here and we're all over it again.
Right.
What a schedule.
I love it. It's a good way to stay busy, keep my mind focused and active, and surrounding myself with the creative geniuses that kind of fill this place.
And that's overworking your voice is how you keep that salty voice.
I think so. It's just a part of the grit. I never had any training, so it kind of has that natural grit to it. When I get emotional, I think it kind of pours out just naturally that way.
Well, you came from Oklahoma?
I did.
Yes. Tell me about that.
I actually spent the major years of my maturation up in the northwest panhandle of Oklahoma. Population was approximately 560-something people, so it was very tiny. And, you know, even kindergarten all the way up to senior year, we were all in the same building, very, very small. Small town living, and it gave me a great grasp on the agricultural engine that is kind of supporting this country.
Wow. And then you decided that it was too small and California was the place you ought to be?
I don't know if I decided that. I think that it was a calling that was much, much further than anything within my own mind could ever conjure. Going to Los Angeles, for example, was something I never thought I would ever do. It just kind of pulled me here, and now I am amidst these energies.
So, the first videos I saw of you, it looked like you were singing in a shower.
That's because I was. I was singing in a bathroom, yeah. So when I first started songwriting, like I said, I've never had any training. It's just something I was very passionate about, something I love to do. And it was a way to vent. And when I was 17 years old, I would go into the bathroom because it had beautiful acoustics, and I would record songs off the top of my head. And usually the lyrics that came directly off the top of my head were something that I wanted to stick with. And the only way that I could do that is by recording it and then going back to it after the fact and then learning it.
Wow.
So I would record myself in the bathroom, and then I threw them on YouTube, and they actually connected with a lot of people. So it was a surprise. I had no idea that that was going to happen.
You write the words and the music.
Correct.
And they come out as songs.
Right. They just kind of happen in the moment.
You know, I can kind of vouch for that, actually. As I was sitting there working on my computer and listening to you guys, at one point, you weren't doing a song. We were just kind of waiting for the mics to be adjusted and whatever. Right. And you just started speaking.
Right.
And I remember listening and actually walking over and saying, "What was that?" And you said, "What was what?" Like it was something you just did naturally. And you said, "I was just talking. I was making it up."
Right.
But it sounded so profound.
Well, I think that I'm a fortunate vessel to kind of channel very profound information from time to time. I can't take credit for it all by myself, but there are beautiful things that can be said if you really pay attention and tune into the moment and listen to what's being said and the vibrations around you.
So later on, I listened to and watched videos that were not in the shower.
Right.
And there's a theme that goes across all your songs. I mean, they're not the same lyrics, they're not the same words or phrases, but there's a theme. A couple of them, actually.
Certainly.
Talk to me about
that. There are certainly layers of subtext within my music. I like to start with something that I know is going to relate to you know, the human conditions, and one of those being obviously love, the most important that we all experience and we all connect through. And so I like to use relationships that I've gone through to really inspire the lyrics that I'm using. And that, I think, is the first layer of emotion that kind of creates a foundation for a song. And then what happens is I get a little more cerebral, and I like to use those love stories as kind of ambiguous riddles almost, so as to communicate with what I believe is a much greater entity at work in this beautiful planet of ours. And the way I do that is I'll experience or learn something, a very profound life lesson, and I'll take that life lesson and I'll sprinkle that in. So they're usually tangents. It's usually a tangent. So if you run across my lyrics and one small tangent doesn't make any sense at all, that's when I'm kind of using a riddle that I think is a fun thing to chew on for those entities that be.
Now, I don't know if we can talk about this or not, and you tell me, but you were telling me about a particular breakup and you right. writing a song about it. Wanting yeah. to make sure...
No, that's... Yeah, when I first decided to jump into my truck and move to the streets of Los Angeles, I lived in a little apartment in Southern California, and I was living quite the standard life that my mother was very excited about. And I was a pilot at the time, and I still am a helicopter pilot, fixed wing pilot. And I was very focused on building that career and starting a couple of businesses as well. And something shattered my reality. And it's very hard to put that into words. That's going to take a lifetime for me to write that novel. Mm. But that reality was shattered.
Songs.
Yeah, exactly. And song, a novel of songs.
Right.
But what happened in that moment was I had to really decide which reality I was going to choose to invest my lifespan in. And that was a very difficult thing for me to do. And in that time, I decided I had to pursue the media channels. I had to pursue the creatives and kind of the eclectic mix-up that is Los Angeles, because that was what was going to facilitate my visions of what I had as a utopia at the time, which has obviously grown and evolved. But at the time, I was with a beautiful young lady. Her name was Kennedy, and she meant everything to me, really. She believed in everything I was doing, even so much so that it created a song that was so passionate that I could sing it and almost, you know, fall to my knees in tears every time. And I think my band can attest to it. There's a lot of emotion in it because I had to choose. And making that choice was excruciating. It was truly painful. I had to choose a love of an entirely different kind. And I said goodbye to that previous reality that I was building and that love that I had with that beautiful person. And it really made for a gorgeous song, and I hope that she can hold it to her heart and know that I will always love her and that she is a beautiful person and deserves a wonderful life.
Wow. Wow. That's the other thing I noticed is you're really caring. You have been caring throughout this whole process of getting on the show and getting set up, and but you care about the musicians in your band, they care about you, and you care about your fans. When we talked about your fans, you're almost talking about them reverently, like they're important. And I agree, it's just right. that I don't get to hear too many people talk about them like that.
Well, right, I think that we're all connected, and I think that the moment that we view ourselves as separate or above is a moment that we kind of shatter what life is all about. Obviously, you know, I'm a 26-year-old young man and I have so much more to learn, but what I have learned to this point is that remaining connected and loving each other and supporting each other, it just constitutes for a more beautiful, vibrant world. So why not?
So why not?
Right.
And that is a million-dollar question, because a lot of people think that there are many reasons why not.
Right, right.
But you can't think of one, can you?
I can see a few, but they don't constitute any kind of justification. But I do certainly see. I am empathetic with those who are off the. Love boat, I guess we can call it. You know, it makes sense, you know, but at the same time, it seems so lonely. It seems so dark, and I don't really see why anyone. I don't truly grasp why that would remain a foundation for anyone's psyche.
Well, may you never grasp why. Yesterday we were talking about some famous singers, and we were talking about, may you not have the career like that. May you be as big,
right,
but not have that particular outcome. Or,
right.
But I did notice the blue suede shoes, by the way. Very nice.
Elvis is walking around with me, I guess. So.
Very nice, very nice. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about a lot of things. A little later, you're going to play for us live.
Can't
it's going to be a first for us, actually. No, it's not true. We've had singers on the show that have sung, but never a full band.
Exciting.
And certainly not while we're at WisNu.
Oh, wow.
So this is a
beautiful place, by the way. Beautiful place.
Indeed. If you want to learn more about WisNu, you can go to WisNu.com, WIZNU. If you want to learn more about us, you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com. And when we come back, we'll let you know more how you're going to get to connect with our guest, Josh Royce, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back with our guest, Josh Royce. Can I say your full name? I actually,
you can.
Can I? It's, yeah. It's Joshua David Royce.
That
right?
is my full name, Joshua.
And you come from a big family, right?
I come from a very large family. Yes, I have 6 brothers and a sister. So,
and so far, I've been Facebooked by a lot of people just because I put your picture up.
Oh, right.
And Instagrammed. So, and they're all named Royces. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And are they supportive? Obviously.
Absolutely. You know,
do they get it?
You know, it took them time. It did. It took everybody time because. Like I said earlier in the earlier segment, I had a life, a very, very strong life focus through my flying career. And then I just dropped everything and I moved into the back of my Ford F-150 and parked it on the streets of L.A. And that made no sense to them at first.
Wow.
But as things have kind of evolved and they've seen my enthusiasm and understood that I'm not here to stop, I'm here to continue moving forward. They have gotten a lot more excited and they're seeing things come to fruition and that obviously comforts them. Mom, obviously, she was a little worried as all mothers are, but like I said, things are looking up. I'm here speaking with you in a gorgeous WisNu Labs and that's definitely a step in the right direction.
And I'm sure your mom is listening. So mom, he's doing great.
Thanks. Yeah. I love you, mom.
He's on his way to some exciting things. Speaking of which, let's talk about some of the things you're on your way to. But before, what are your dreams around this career?
Wow. That's a very big question, Filippo. Honestly, I tell everyone this as kind of a safety buffer. I don't know that it's necessary, but I am not a musician per se, but I do enjoy writing and playing music. I have friends who absolutely are masters at their craft as far as their instruments go. And So my dream was never to become this incredible musician. My dream has always been to create a moving art form that could speak to large volumes of people and hopefully facilitate a world where we all do share that vision of love that we talked about earlier. And that's really kind of my greatest dream, is seeing that world come to fruition, seeing the human condition improve and for everyone, and to really see ourselves as a species evolve into something that's loving and caring and can appreciate everything from the astronomical to the infinitesimally small.
Talk about astronomical to infinitesimally small. You just went from a dream for you to a dream for the whole planet. That's incredible.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Well, you know, I again, it goes back to, I think that we're all connected. And as soon as we start focusing more on how we're connected and not on how we're disconnected, I think this is going to be a much more beautiful place to live for everyone.
Well, because I think we're connected and because I care, let me impart this, my belief on you, that long before there were institutions and long before there were colleges and universities and degrees, there were doctors and there were musicians and there were chefs, and they were all that, and they either had words for them or they didn't, but there were no degrees.
Right.
And no one to confer that upon them. They just were born into it, or they felt it, or somebody helped them along.
Right.
You, my friend, are a musician.
Well, thank you. I do really appreciate that. And I, you know, as a guy who plays with incredible talents, I'm surrounded by incredible talents, and it's very humbling. So hearing that I am a musician, and or hearing from anyone who's listening to my music that they appreciate it and appreciate me as a musician, is always, it's kind of a nice pat on the back and a big hug, you know. It just really feels good. Thank
good.
You.
Okay, so what is the musician in you, singer in you, and the project manager in you working on?
So many things. It's a pretty chaotic world right now. I currently license 3 of my songs with a good friend of mine who I met at a festival, and I can't reveal too much on that project, but it is looking great.
You can't even reveal a good friend of yours?
His name is Graham Penniman.
Yes, it is.
It is.
We've had him on the show.
Okay, wow, great.
Mentioned the record company.
Right.
So you can say.
Okay, it's NJM Publishing.
Yes.
Nikki
and Graham,
Jack.
Good pick.
Right. Thanks, brother. Thank you. Yeah. So I guess they saw something magical in my eyes and in what I'm doing with my music. And so we've been working together and been creating some beautiful magic in the studio with a man named Paul Ender. And I think it's called Rosewood Studios. So it's really difficult to tell by now because I've been in 16 different ones in the last few days. Mm-hmm. But so there's that. And then to kind of facilitate my income, I've been playing in Las Vegas every single weekend. So I'm there with my guys and my group, playing with a full band between the station casinos, so Green Valley Ranch and Sunset Station. And we're actually branching into a new project called the Downtown Project of Las Vegas. Mm. And this is a beautiful thing. Tony Shea, a former owner of Zappos, has really invested into the Downtown Project and creating a whole new concept for Las Vegas. It's no longer, you know, slot machine based and gambling based. It's a world that's completely developed by local creatives. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely. And they have a big stage at a place called Container Park right there in downtown. And we've started to play their main stage. And that's
nice.
A whole nother opportunity. And surrounded by amazing artists, and the whole local population of Las Vegas seems to filter through there. So it's really, really nice.
And you're doing that now?
I'm doing that now.
And through the summer, you think?
I who knows? You know, honestly, the way things change and evolve in this industry is so rapid. I mean, I can make a thousand different plans, which I do, and watch, you know, 999 of them fall apart.
But when they hand you a Grammy, then you might have to do something else.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
So now what? You've done all this, and the funny thing is that you have this, like, great story. Like, yeah, moved out here in a truck, you lived in a truck. I mean, so how does the story get... We talked about the dream, but how does the story, like, take the next leap? Like, if you were seeing it, what's the next leap of the story?
Right. A more precise focus, I think, the next step is moving into a creative space and surrounding myself with a creative team. And obviously starting to develop the message in terms of what we're going to push out to the media. So I need to start developing my message and putting that down in writing and putting that onto the website. I actually don't have a website out yet because I've been developing my message for so long. And I think, yeah, so the creative space, developing the message, actually putting the message out, and recording the album. And that's the big one. It's taken 7 years of me playing smoky bar gigs and running across Europe at random venues to really pinpoint a sound. And I think I found the balance between rock and roll, sweat and soul, and something that's loving and something that can connect to people without being too abrasive. So I think I've found that sound, and now the next step is recording that album, finding the creative space to live in while I push that out to the people.
Well, a great sound you found.
Thank you.
You are going to be playing for us tonight, and right, that's going to be really exciting. Of course, I've heard the songs. Actually, yeah, I've heard many. I don't know which one you ended up picking, but I'm hoping one in particular.
Oh, okay.
And you keep talking about the message.
Right.
Can you net it out? Because we talked a little bit about this before, but net out the message.
Wow, that's I think that if I had to net out the message, I would tell, and this is speaking directly to my family, which means also everyone else on the planet, remain connected, keep your mind open, ask why, and love your neighbors. It's really, really very simple, actually. And you'll find a profound growth, exponential growth in the transparency that follows with those principles.
I love it. I was hoping you'd say something like that, because remember when we spoke yesterday with the whole band, and I was addressing the whole band, and
right,
I was talking about how you're living this. You're right, living this message.
Right.
And your band, they seem like family.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I love the guys, you know. And just to be clear, though, we all falter, and including myself, and I found myself in ruts all the time, or in situations where I'm not acting on what I believe is my core philosophy. The important thing that I found in my life is to be aware of that and truly do something about it. Take action when you recognize that you're going against what it is that your philosophies are developing into. As you are a transparent person, make sure you take some action on it and turn the other way. But we all do have a lot of growth ahead of us, everyone. So
don't
get discouraged when life is changing.
Well, something I've learned recently is that you got to know who to talk to when you're down.
Oh, yeah.
I
absolutely
just recently learned you got to know who to talk to when you're up.
Mm.
When you're feeling good, when things
like
are going
that
great, you got to know who to talk to there. And your friends that are there for you when you're down aren't necessarily the friends who are going to be there for you
absolutely
when you're up, because their needs might be they need someone to turn to them so that they could help make feel good. But if they're already feeling good, they might not feel good about themselves and then try and tear you down when you're up.
Absolutely. It's a very interesting game of energy exchange as you move forward in life.
So when we come back, you're going to do some energy exchange with music. Can you tell me what the first song is going to be?
You know what? I'm going to have to play you Paddle Out. That's my first song.
All right. And then the second one?
Jolly Roger.
Okay. All right. You picked two of my favorites.
Cool.
Can you tell us a little bit about, I think we're going to go right in. So can you tell us a little bit about what they are, what we're going to hear?
Absolutely. Paddle Out was a song that I wrote based on a few things. It was already kind of a song as a result of surfing. So I surf as much as I can, and it became a very inspiring exercise in my life, and really, really kind of a spiritual exercise. And so I started writing the song Paddle Out about paddling out into the ocean and how it was inspiring and how the waves took on an entity to me and became a whole new deity. And then it evolved significantly when I had a very profound dream, and I was visited by the most incredible messages, and I tried to take those messages and use the words that I have and my ability to communicate and place them in the song. So I speak about how I found myself and my soul in the paddle. And it's really kind of a metaphor for how we work really, really hard. And the harder we work and the more we put into what it is that we're doing and what we love doing, the more we're going to have a mutual relationship with this wild universe, you know. And so that song really speaks to that journey in life. And the very beginning of it for me. The paddle out was the very beginning, and I made it into the stillness and saw a whole nother world. So that song touches on that. And then in Jolly Roger, I really wanted to use that as kind of my anthem, I guess you could say. There's a very big harmony in the beginning, and I'm singing it with my group, and I wanted it that way because I wanted to involve the audience. I wanted the audience to be singing, you know, look at the bright lights where we'll be swimming when we die. Look at the sky and look at the stars and really look at how massive this universe really is. And it's a humbling experience in and of itself. And I wanted to bring that whole message to my audience. I wanted them to be involved with it. So I start off right away trying to involve the audience. And then I take it into what I have come to learn is the conditioning of what we are as a human program and culture. And I try to dissect it ambiguously, of course. And I like to call out certain parts of the industry and play around with it a little bit and see if maybe I get a response, which I have. So it's been nice. It's been very fun.
Well, you do like to involve the audience, and you do involve the audience. When you all left the studio yesterday, everybody in the studio was going, well, nice guys, great
cool.
music. And
awesome.
And then, of course, the song stayed with me the rest of the night. You're going to hear Josh Royce when we come back here on Life Changes with People.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. This is Filippo, and we're going to be treated to two songs from his upcoming album. Here's Josh Royce and his band.
Look at the night sky. sky where the stars are drawing.
Slash Josh Official. Just remember, and you're in Facebook, just put in Josh Royce. You've heard him live here at WizNew. If you want to learn more about Josh, go to Facebook.com for now. Facebook.com/Josh Official. If you want to follow him on Twitter, Josh Royce. Josh, J-O-S-H. And then Royce, R-O-Y-S-E. Instagram is also at Josh Royce, Josh, R-O-Y-S-E. And then on YouTube, go to youtube.com/Royce,
yeah,
R-O-Y-S-E.
Awesome.
Woo! Look at the bright lights.
Let's do.
How does that feel?
Feels amazing. I love singing that song and belting it out. You know, obviously, I'm at the tail end of a Vegas set, so it was raspier than normal, but it felt great.
Really good. Raspy works for you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, yesterday I asked you, as you were working out some of the stuffs here in the studio, I asked you if it was real. Like, how does this moment feel? Is it real?
Absolutely.
And that was your answer. Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about that.
I mean, there are so many times that we belt out what we think is passion, or we think is truth, or we think is transparency, but it feels a little off kilter. You can definitely feel an unbalance there. It's an unspoken thing, but I think everyone listening understands exactly what I'm talking about. But anytime that you're in the moment, anytime that something is very real, you sweat it out. I'm sweating it out now. You can truly feel it at the core level. Yeah. You can feel the people that are around you while you're singing, while you're speaking, while you're connecting. And those are the real moments.
And they feel you. Because if this moment is all there is, you just gave the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And then there's another one, bigger, better, whatever it is, but it's still you, and you're going to be there, but at the moment, you're here.
And the moment is beautiful.
And we're so happy that we had you here. You know, earlier, you touched your heart when you talked about your band members, and they just poured their hearts out also for everybody. So wrap something up for us. You know, tell us what it is that you're all given right now.
What it is that we're all giving. I think that we gave and we give continuously just the collection of our hard work and what it is that, well, obviously everything's different between the four of us, but I think as a group, when we're trudging forward, we're all giving everything we have. Everyone's motivations are slightly different, but I think that in the end, my guys want to connect with people, and I think that that's what they're giving, is that open door. They're giving that portal. They're breaking down those barriers so that people can come in and they can attach to them on that very vulnerable level. And I think that's all you can give, really, in the end. That's our life. That's what we do for a living.
That's beautiful. You know, I have a feeling platinum records later and 20 years down the road, when we're going to have a conversation, and this is the same answer you're going to give me.
I'll see you after the platinum.
This has been very exciting. Any last words you want to say from here to your fans?
Actually, I just want to say, Mom, I love you so much, and I'm doing this, and I'm not going to stop. I really had to. It's been 7 years in the making. So.
Wow.
And to everyone else, just keep love on your mind and keep that mind open.
Wow. Josh Royce, R-O-Y-S-E. Pleasure to know you. Pleasure to have you here.
Me as well.
Looking forward to much more music and a lot of great things coming from your camp.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Wisner, and Life Changes. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll be right back with our producer's wrap with our producer, Mark Leger, right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Station break.
Mics are on.
Where'd you find this guy?
You know, it's interesting because we were at an event with a lot of friends, and there was a lot of loud music for a long time, for a couple of days, and different DJs and music and activity, and I actually didn't know that somebody was going to be performing impromptu live, so it wasn't brought to my attention, and I noticed that I felt Josh. I felt his music before I realized that I was listening to him. And that was the beginning of my introduction to him. And you know, you think you know someone, and then you hear more and you really get to know someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything I felt in that first moment, you know, comes through in who he is, what he says, how he carries himself, and where he's going.
Well, because of all this, I've gotten, I met him, what, three times now, and yesterday we spent 5 hours together. And, you know, at the end of 5 hours, he was the same person that walked into that room, this room, that he was, without eating, tired, you know, after having driven 5 or 6 hours from Vegas, and he was just the same genuine, kind-hearted person.
Yeah. You know, he mentioned that that Graham and his label saw something in his eyes, and I thought that was an interesting first thing to say. And I think that's because there's, you know, he's running on universal energy.
Universal energy. I like that. He, I had the same, it had the same effect on me. While they were just making sounds, getting ready, I was working on the computer, sitting in the studio. And then when they started to get into the music, I had to shut down the computer and just listen, because it was just, it was grabbing me. I was looking at the bright lights.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many acts out there in commercial music and the mainstream. There's obviously a ton of beautiful talent. There's also a lot of talent that's been placed into their acts, that have been provided their lyrics, provided the staging. And I think so many of them really now are there just to sell records, that they're not really connecting from heart, because they've been bent to fit a conventional mold. And that was the first thing when I felt Josh, and you know, when you get that opportunity to connect with a real artist that's truly owning their passion, that's really singing from the heart, you know, it's a magical place.
And connecting with people.
And connecting with people.
It's huge.
Absolutely. And aware of it. And doing, you know, so aware of it as Josh is.
Yeah, and wanting to make sure that he brings love across, or universal caring, or whatever it is, and that people feel good.
Indeed.
I watched him interact with some of his fans and people that he didn't know, and he reminds me of me, actually. I'm just like that.
Just like that. Only with longer hair.
Yeah, exactly. I've been enjoying this whole process, and actually I'm kind of sorry to see the show come to an end, because it feels like he's got a big fan in me now, like I, you know, gonna drop everything and start following around the world.
Well, he's got even a bigger fan in me and the show.
I'm a bigger fan now.
I'm a bigger fan.
Okay.
But I'll take the opportunity to again thank Josh and his band for being on. Thank Michael Wisnew and Wisnew.com, Wisnew Labs, for giving us this space to play. You know, yeah. This is a big step for us, having, you know, grown into a more of a media presentation of what we've wanted to be. And so life changes.
Yeah, life changes. You know, it's interesting how there was a shift, especially with Josh. And actually, the past couple interviews we've had, I didn't realize this, but some of the interviews we've had, the interviewees have refused interviews by other shows and other people. And I didn't realize this until once during the actual interview, and then another time after the interview, where they actually said that, you know, Filippo, this. So I'm honored, but something has shifted in me, where there was this, oh, we're doing it, we're finally doing it, you know, we're here. There's this moment of, we're here, we're at Wisnew, and Michael's doing all these amazing things, making us look great, and we're putting it all out there in the world. And isn't this exciting? To, especially now with Josh, it kind of completely went to, what can I do to help?
Yeah.
What more can I do? How do I get this message out? And completely forgot about the show. Yesterday I was here being stage manager for 5 freaking hours. Yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking it's Easter, and I couldn't think of a better place I wanted to be. And I wasn't performing. I wasn't interviewing. I was just there. What else can I get you?
You're doing it. Yeah. And that's something, it's interesting to hear it from you, because it's something we talked about.
Yeah.
We inspired when we started the show with Dorothy Donahue, you know, 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago now. And it was about creating a place to play that would also, you know, with our friends, and that would bring the message forward, and a message of, you know, Josh spoke of oneness and how we're all connected, and he spoke of love. And, you know, I listened to him talk about channeling and how he channels, and he is a channel. And,
right.
And I remembered even when we started the show, but, you know, when I was familiarized with that as a word or a process years before that,
that was a spooky thing. You know, it wasn't something you talked about in the mainstream, or you would see a rock and roll guy, an artist, you know, talking about. And yet, here it is. You know, a very real part of the soul and spirit of this entertainer and our show. And I think at the end of the day, we're learning and waking up to the fact that we're all channels for this greater connected, you know, heart, universal heart.
And I'm glad you brought up Dorothy, because I'm thinking about her right now. It feels like such a great moment, and I have Josh here in the band and a small studio audience that we handpicked so that they could be here to help us grow and all that. And I wish she could be here, and yet because we're doing our work, she's in England teaching right now, the work and expanding, and it's like, no, but you should be here. It's like, no, we're doing what we're here to do. And
life changes globally.
And life changes. How many times can we say that? And it's always true.
Right.
So I have a feeling that life changed for Josh today, and I'm glad that Michael here at WISNU and us, we helped him do that. And I think what a beautiful way to do it, with support and love around you, and may he continue to find that wherever he goes, and for all of us that matter.
Hear, hear. Indeed.
Hear, hear. And being here and in this very moment.
Here now.
And in here, in the now, and with the gratitude that I have for this moment, I want to say this is Life Changes. And I am Filippo Voltaggio, and as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.